We pray. Lord, open our hearts to hear, and through thy word to us draw near. Amen. At 3:27 yesterday, the population of the world was 7,020,605,540. And it was increasing by about 160 people per minute. Imagine 7 billion people, each of whom is being driven by some force, driven to achieve something. But driven by what? If we knew the answer to that and could control those forces, we could well be kings in this world. So what are the forces that drive 7 billion people? Well, how can one even begin to determine this? Indeed, for each person, these forces must change on a daily basis, right? Wrong. There may be 7 billion people on earth, but the driving forces among all of them are only three. 1 John 2. All that is in the world, the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. So according to the God who created this whole world and everything in it, these are the three forces that drive everyone and anyone. No matter what their race, their nationality, their color, their religion, their culture, the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, and the pride of life. God says here that this is all that is in the world. 7 billion people, three driving forces. Well, how's that possible? It's possible because these 7 billion people all have one common ancestry. He has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth. All 7 billion have come from one source and have all inherited the image of that man, the image of Adam, an image of unrighteousness, unholiness, and blind ignorance. All are driven by the power of sin lodged in every heart. And so it is within every heart that we find the desire of the flesh. The flesh is driven by desire. The desire for food, for comfort, for protection, for sexual satisfaction. Of course, these desires of our flesh may not be wrong in themselves. However, in the world, they become driving forces. When hunger is inflamed, nothing else matters. Get food, however you can get it, whatever the cost. It is likewise for every other desire of the flesh. The body is crying out for satisfaction of these desires. And nothing else matters when those desires are controlled by sin. Harm, kill, steal, lie, whatever is necessary to satisfy the desire of the flesh. And only then will the flesh say, I'm satisfied, I will rest now for the time being. Within every heart, there is the desire of the eyes. The eyes see things. And the heart cries out, I want that. Unless there's some force standing in the way, like the police force, the unfettered old Adam, is driven to get what the eyes see. The neighbor's house, his wife, his servants, his cattle, whatever the neighbor has that is desirable. Within every heart is the pride of life. Now, I've searched the Bible looking for some passage that says good things about pride. But again and again, I find only passages like this. When pride comes, then comes shame. But with the humble is wisdom. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Now, the closest that I could come to passages that say good things about pride would be this: he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Whenever we take personal pride in something that we have done, we are robbing God of glory that belongs to Him. Without the blessing of God, what can we do? The hands that do things, the mind that thinks, the feet that run, the talents that can accomplish things, where do they all come from? We didn't develop them by ourselves. Without God's blessings, everything that we do would be ruinous. And yet the world is driven by pride. Each person wants credit, wants the glory. He wants everyone looking at him with admiring eyes. He wants to be number one. And therefore he's driven to make this possible, pushing others aside, even God, in order to achieve personal glory. Yes, even God. Yahoo lists 21 major world religions. In all of these, except Christianity, man wants the glory for saving himself. Whether it's by good works, by self-sacrifice, by self-punishment, or some other contribution. And even within the group called Christianity, there are churches that give all or partial credit to man. The desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, the pride of life. Three simple yet powerful forces that dominate the lives of 7 million people, billion people. But there is one group of people scattered all over this globe, all of whom humble themselves before God and give Him all the glory for the good of this life and of the life to come, looking to Him and seeking forgiveness from Him for all our failures in these three areas. These people sing, "All glory be to God on high. Glory be to the Father, who to save us sacrificed His own Son. Glory be to the Son, who to save us took upon Himself our sins, suffered our punishment. Glory be to the Spirit, who to save us brought us the gospel message, creating faith in our hearts. Glory be to this God, who freely gives us forgiveness for all sins, life eternal, salvation. Without Him, we are lost. With Him, we will eternally bathe in His glory." We pray. God grant that we may lift our eyes from this earth and seek only those things which are above, where Christ sits at Your right hand. Finally, for Christ's sake, take us from this evil world to the glories of heaven. Amen. And we sing hymn 430, verse 6 and verse 8.